house of God. Let me tell you what God rewards. He rewards faithfulness. And I thank Him for the dear saints of God that He's put in this place, for the efforts that they do. I thank Him for a Holy Ghost-filled church tonight. I was thinking, as Brother Mike was preaching this morning, there's only one way in. And I thought about a story one time I heard. There was a new preacher in town, and he began to preach on the radio. And a woman there, she was an old Pharisee. Anybody know any of them? She said, "I heard you preaching on the radio." He said, "Yeah." He said, "What'd you think?" She said, "Well, I didn't like it at all." She knew how to greet a preacher, didn't she? Anyway, she went. He said, "Why didn't you like it?" And she said, "Well, you said there was only one way into heaven." And the preacher thought about it for a second. And the lady said, "It's like this." She said, "It's like the post office. You see, all roads in this town leads to the post office." And the old preacher, he thought about it for a minute, and he didn't know what to say. He said this. He said, "Well, when I die, I'm not looking for the post office." He said, "I'll just take Jesus. Jesus said, 'I am the way, the truth, and the life.' And if you're going to go to the Father tonight, you're going to go by Him. I thank Him I'm washed in the blood. I thank Him that He saved my soul. I thank Him for a Holy Ghost-filled church on a Memorial Day Sunday." Amen. If you have your Bible tonight, be finding the book of John, chapter number 9. And I'll read a few verses found in up above there in chapter number 8. In John, chapter number 9. You'll stand with us for the reading of the Word of God. I want to begin reading in chapter number 8 and verse number 56. It says this, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, 'Thou art got 50 years old, and how hast thou seen Abraham?' And he said unto him, 'Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am.'" The Jews couldn't get that down. They couldn't see past their carnality. They couldn't see how Jesus was still, He wasn't 50 years old. We all know He lived 33 years. They couldn't see how He could know Abraham. But let me tell you, before Abraham ever was, Jesus was I am. I'm glad He was there in the beginning, and He'll be there throughout eternity. I'm glad one day when I leave this earth and they roll my body down here, I'm glad I'm going to see the great I am. And He'll be there holding to my hand as I cross this river. I don't believe I'll even take a blink out of this. I'll take a blink out of this. I'll see Jesus. If I were to die tonight, I'd see Jesus in a blink of an eye. It says this in verse 59. It said, They took up stones to cast at Him. And Jesus hid Himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. They knew how to greet Jesus. Let me tell you what, they throw stones at you, but they were throwing stones at Jesus long before we came on the scene. And let me say this, if they hated Jesus, they're going to hate you in this world. It says this in John chapter number 9, "And as Jesus passed by, He saw a man which was blind from his birth, and His disciples asked Him, saying, 'Master, who did this sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?' Jesus answered and said, 'Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but the works of the God should be made manifest in him. And I must work the works of him that sent me while it is yet day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.' And when He had thus spoken, He spat on the ground and made clay of spittle, and He anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And He said unto him, 'Go wash in the pool of Siloam,' which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. The neighbors therefore and they that which had been with him, he was blind, said, 'Is not this he that sat and begged?' Some said, 'This is he.' Others said, 'He is like him.' But he said, 'I am he.' Therefore said unto him, 'How were thine eyes open?' Verse number 11 said, and he answered and said, 'A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received sight.'" Heavenly Father, I thank You, Lord, for this night. Lord, I thank You for Your grace and mercy, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'd anoint the Word of God tonight, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'd help some saint, Lord, that you'd help some sinner, Lord. Lord, I'm trusting in you, Lord. I don't have any ability, Lord, but I'm trusting in you. I pray, Lord, that you'd fill me with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Let me preach the Word of God tonight in Jesus' name. I pray, amen and amen. You may be seated. Tonight I want to look a few moments at this thought. It's found at the end of chapter number 8, and it's found again in chapter number 9 and verse number 1. Chapter number 8 and verse 59, it ends with this, "And so passed by." And then in John chapter number 9 and verse number 1, it says, "And Jesus passed by." I want to title this message, "When Jesus passed by." Now, many times in the Bible, you'll find where Jesus passed by a lot of folks. And I noticed this, when Jesus passed by, there was always something happening. I thank you for a church tonight that when Jesus passes by, something happens. I thank Him that one day He passed by my way when I was bound in sin, bound in heartache, bound in defeat, bound in my own deceitfulness. But thank God Jesus chose by Himself to come by my way and He passed by me. And I stand here tonight because one day Jesus passed by. Let me tell you what, there was a man in the Bible named Legion and Jesus passed by. They, you know how they found that man? They said they found him clothed and in his right mind. I remember there was a woman with an issue of blood for 12 years. She had spent all that she had. She had been to every doctor. She had tried everything. She probably had every pill in the bottle. She had done everything that she knew to do. But let me tell you what happened. One day Jesus passed by. One day He was going through the crowd and she said, "If I could just but touch the hem of His garment, He'd make me whole." And He said, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole." I noticed some commonalities found here in John chapter number 9 with this man. I want to look at a few thoughts tonight at what happens when Jesus passes by. And each one of these thoughts that I have tonight, you think of everything that's physical condition, but I'm going to tell you there's also, it reveals a spiritual condition for everybody in this building tonight. I want to look, first of all, when Jesus passes by, He always recognizes our condition. I thank Him He put us in an environment. I thought about tonight when we was praying in the prayer room. Brother Daniel said we need to pray for our young folks. It's in my heart to have an environment to where Jesus passes by. It ought to be in your heart and in your life and in your home and in your church. And let me tell you what, the environment we create is where Jesus is going to pass by. I want to leave something for some little ones back behind. You know what? They say, "I remember Jesus passes by there." I want to leave something for the older folks that say, "Jesus passes by." But let me tell you what, when He passes by, He always recognizes our condition. Look what He said in verse number 1. And it says, "And when Jesus passed by," guess what He did? He saw. Let me tell you what, Jesus is very observant tonight. Let me tell you what, He knows your condition before you walked up in here tonight. He knows what you need before you knew what you needed. He gave you what you needed. Let me tell you, there may be somebody bound in heartache tonight. You may be bound in defeat. But let me tell you what, Jesus recognizes your condition. I know folks said it's too hard, and we ain't never done it that way. But let me tell you what, Jesus recognizes our condition. He saw this blind man. Let me say this. Let me put it down on earth for us. Do you think that blind man could see Jesus? Might blow somebody's theology and said, "I found the Lord." Let me tell you what, this blind man didn't find the Lord. The Lord found him. See, he saw him. He recognized his condition. Let me tell you what, a lot of times we come and we pass through this life with blinders on. Jesus was saying, "I know what he needs. I know what they need. I know what she needs." And he saw their condition. He always recognizes our condition. You think of this blind man. You'll see, first of all, he had a disability. You see, I remember I was like this blind man. I remember I had some disabilities myself. I remember when I was bound in sin and I'd never seen the things of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 14 said, "The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God." I'm telling you, I was just like this blind man. And let me tell you, if you've ever been saved, let me tell you what you was. You was just like this blind man. But let me tell you what, Jesus took it upon Himself, and He recognized your condition, and He took it upon Himself to go by your way, and He passed by. I thank Him tonight that He passed by me and my disabilities. You see, it was very important back in those days that you not be blind. You see, if you was ever going to have a hold of a job or do anything or any skill, you know what you had to be able to do? You had to be able to see. You see, this disability was going to bind this man for his life. There may be somebody in here tonight, and you may be blind to the things of God. Let me tell you, you don't have to be. God's made a way. And let me tell you what He's doing tonight. He's a passing by. And let me tell you what else He's doing. He's recognizing your condition. You see, I was 19 years old before I ever got saved, and I was born with a bunch of disabilities, and I didn't even know it. Not only was it a disability of the blind man, you'll see the duration of the blind man. You see, he had been blind all his life. See, a lot of us, we take our eyesight for granted. When you walked in this building tonight and you took up each one of those steps, you probably took it for granted that you could see that step ahead of you. Some of you, all you recognized was your problems. But let me tell you what, Jesus recognized our conditions. He knows what we need. He knows when we need it, and He's there to supply it. This man had been blind from birth. The duration. He had never seen his mom and daddy. He had never seen everybody in his life. He'd never seen the flowers bloom. He'd never seen a leaf upon a tree. He'd never seen the sun rise, and he'd never seen the sun set. But yet he was blind for all his life. Let me tell you what happened. Jesus recognized the condition. He saw him. He saw him for who he was. Let me tell you, God don't look at us for who we are all the time. Let me tell you, if he were to look at me tonight, he'd probably say, "You ain't much." But let me tell you what he did for me. He died on the cross for me. He saved me from my sins. And now I'm a child of the King. I'm an heir to the throne. And you look at me, you're not looking at me by myself. You're looking at me in Christ. And I'm glad I'm in there tonight. He was blind from his birth. Not only that, he was destitute. You see, he had no hope. He had no help. And he had no healing. But let me tell you what happened. Jesus passed by. Not only does he recognize our condition, he regards our case. I'm glad Jesus took my case. You say there's been a lot of times that people said it was too hard and they throw it in the towel. Well, I'm glad Jesus had never looked at a case tonight and said it's too hard for him. I'm glad everything with God is possible. You see, I remember one time I took my granddaddy. And I used to take him to the doctor when he was living. And we'd go down to LaGrange to the little clinic down there. And I remember taking him one day. And I went back there with him. He'd gotten too old and he couldn't drive and he needed a driver. And he'd wake me up about 6 o'clock and say, "You ready?" You know, because he wanted to be there early. And I'd get in that truck and I'd drive him. And I remember one time we went over to LaGrange to the little clinic. And I took him back there. And he'd had some tests done. And the doctor looked at him and he said, "Sir," he said, "I'm going to tell you what I got to do. I got to refer you out to a specialist." I'm thankful tonight Jesus don't have to refer our case out. I'm glad he don't review our case. You see, he don't look it over and say, "I don't think I can do this." He said, "I ain't specializing in this." He said, "That's too hard. That's too much trouble. That's too much problems. That's too much for me to handle." But let me tell you what he's doing. He's regarding your case. And he said, "There ain't nothing that you've got that I can't handle. There's nothing that you can't do that I'm not on the throne. You won't knock him off." I'm glad tonight we have a Jesus that regards our case. He knows what we need. Thank God, when Jesus passes by, He regards our case. Let me say this, He pursued the case. You see, this blind man, he probably didn't even know Jesus was even passing by. He may have heard some news, but let me tell you what, if you're blind, you're not going to be able to see where he's at. But I'm glad when I wasn't looking for him, he was looking for me. I'm glad when I didn't find the Lord, he found me. You see, he regarded my case. He knew what I needed. You may be in here with multiple needs tonight. I'm glad he's not going to refer us out. I'm glad he's got exactly what we need. He pursued the case. Not only did you see he pursued the case, look at the parents of the case. Look what they said in verse number 2. And it says, "And his disciples asked him, saying, 'Master, who did this sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?'" They had to be Baptists. They wanted to figure out who had sinned to cause this blindness come on this boy. They want to say it was probably his parents. Any of y'all know any of those folk tonight? They want to put the blame on somebody. Let me tell you what, I want to help all you parents tonight. Sometimes you've got to trust in Proverbs 22 and 6. The Bible said in Proverbs 22 and 6, that train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. Some of you may have kids way out in left field, way out yonder, like the prodigal son. But let me tell you what, you raise them right. You've talked to them right. You've done right. The devil will beat you up. He'll tell every parent in here, your kid's never coming back home. But let me tell you what, there's a father that's going out on the front porch every day, and he's looking out, and he's seeing things that you can't see. And let me tell you what he's doing. He's welcoming you back home. He's saying, come. Let me tell you what, the devil will tell you parents that you done raised your kids wrong, you've done everything wrong. Let me tell you what, you put this Word of God in them. Let me tell you what it won't do. It will not return unto him void. I'm glad Proverbs said he will not, when he's old, he will not depart from it. Sometimes you got to trust in this. You see, the devil won't tell you that. All the devil will do is show you your kid. And I want to say this to all you kids in here. You may have a parent this way out there. You see, we're living in a different day. We used to live in days where parents was training their kids. Sometimes now we got kids trying to train the parents. We're living in different days. Let me tell you what, your parents may be way out there, and you may think, I'll never see my parent at the house of God. Let me tell you, don't give up. Let me say, there's a pursuing Jesus, and he's looking at everybody's case, and he's regarding it. And let me tell you, you won't have to wait in line to see my doctor, because he knows where you are. And let me tell you what, he answers. He's attentive to our prayers, and he hears us when we pray. The parents of it. Not only the parents, you'll see the purpose of his case. Look in verse number 3. Jesus answered and said, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Let me tell you what, there was a purpose in this boy's case. You know what it was? It was to manifest the glory of God. It was to make apparent that God could do something in this boy's life. You see, every time those parents walked by that kid, probably the devil had brought him under condemnation and said, I wonder if it was us that caused that. I wonder if it was me. I can hear that daddy say, I wonder if it was my sin that caused that. Because that's all they'd heard from their brethren. It's probably that mama's fault. It's probably that daddy's fault. You know, now the devil had brought him under condemnation. Let me tell you what, when Jesus reveals himself and he regards your case, it'll always be for a purpose. I remember one time an old man of God, and I'll turn there right quickly. Let me see if I can find it. He said this to us, and I always remembered it. He said, why do Christians suffer? And I wrote them down. He said, trials deliver us from confidence in self. He said this, trials develop us for Christian service. He said, trials display us for Christ's similarities. He said, trials demonstrate Christ's sufficiency in our life. Then he said this, trials drive us to Christ's side. You see, in this thing, you're going to go through some trials. And there's going to be some testings. And God's going to know what you need. And He's going to pursue your case. And He's going to regard your case. Because there's a purpose. So that they can see God in you. You see, you're going to be the only person that somebody may see that say, he's a Christian. A true Christian. You see, there's a lot of people with crosses around their neck. And they've got all the lingo worked out. And they got all the armbands. They got all the T-shirts. But you know what people are looking for? They're looking for somebody to be real. And let me tell you what, I'm glad I go to church with a bunch of real Christians. I like people that are real. I like people that hurt when I hurt. I like people that rejoice when I rejoice. Let me tell you what, this thing is not a joke. This thing is not a play toy. But let me tell you what it is. It's God in us, and there's a purpose for each thing God brings us through. And let me say this. When God brings you to it, He'll bring you through it. There's a purpose in what He does. Not only does He recognize our condition, He regards our case. Let me say this, He reveals our cure. He reveals our cure. Look down in verse number 7. And He said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore, and washed and came seeing. I want to say this. Sometimes you have to be open to the Word of God. You know what he just told him to do? Look up in verse number 6. And when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Let me tell you what this guy had to be. He had to be open to the Word. You see, Jesus just spat on the ground. There's a term here, and I wrote it down because I didn't really know what it was. Let's see if any of you recognize it. It's the word, let me see where I got it wrote down. It's called deoxyribonucleic acid. Anybody know what that is? It's called DNA. Let me tell you what Jesus did. He spat on the ground, and in that spit, you know what it had in it? It had his DNA in it. And you know what he picked up that spit? You know what he did? He put that spit on that boy's eyes. And he transferred his DNA to the blind man's DNA. You don't know what happened to me on April the 8th, 1998? There was a DNA exchange. There was a blood transfusion. He imposed his precious blood in my life. He took his DNA, and he threw the Holy Ghost, he put it inside my DNA. And one day I'll be in heaven because of that day that the DNA transfer took place. You know what happened to this blind man? He had a DNA transfer. Thank God he reveals the cure. He was open to the Word. Let me tell you what, you won't get any help in your life until you're open to the Word of God. There's too many people in our churches today have shut themselves down to the Word of God. The preacher will get up and preach and they say, that wasn't for me. And that's happening in church after church after church. Let me tell you what, if you want some help in your life, you have to be open to the Word of God. Not only that, secondly, you have to be obedient to the Word of God. See, it wasn't all on that man. You see what he said? He said, go wash. You see, Jesus had done all he can do. He transferred that DNA into that blind man's eye, and he said, that's all I can do, but you got to go and wash. You see, it was up to that blind man whether or not he'd actually go get the help. You see, the preacher preaches every Sunday, every Wednesday night here, and it's up to you if you're going to get help. You're going to have to be obedient to the Word. You see, this blind man said, if I'm going to do what's right, I got to be obedient and I got to listen. Not only that, you'll see there's opposition. Anywhere that you see obedience to the Word of God, you'll always see opposition to the Word of God. You'll see what happened in this text. The blind man said, who made y'all? What happened to thee? What happened to thee? Why is your blinded eyes open? He said, last time we saw you, we thought you was blind. We said, we don't think this is so. Three times that man testified and said, hey, this is what happened to me. Let me tell you what, there's always opposition whenever there's obedience. Let me tell you what, you're here tonight, and if the devil's not bothering you, let me tell you what, you're probably not being obedient. Let me tell you what, you raise up your children in the house of God, and you've been obedient to the Word, let me tell you what, the devil's going to be beating down your door. Well, let me tell you what, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world tonight. I'm glad when I'm obedient to the Word, I know what happens. I'm glad Jesus is there by our side. Let me tell you what, some little thing with the devil ain't nothing for Jesus not to be, that he'll take care of it. Thank God, he reveals our cure. And lastly tonight, and I'm closing down, you'll see when Jesus passes by, he recognizes our condition. Not only that, he regards our case. He reveals our cure. I don't want to say there's one part that's left up to us. We got to remember our change. You see, I remember when I first got saved and I came home and I tried to read my Bible day after day. And my mama said this. She said, I see a change in you. You see, I wasn't out in some gross sin. I've never taken an illegal drug and there's never been one in my body. But I tell you what will happen to you if you've ever been saved. There'll always be a change. There'll be always something somebody will recognize that he ain't what he used to be. Let me tell you what happened to this blind man. He was not what he used to be. You remember Paul when he got saved on the Damascus Road and said a great light shined around him? It said this. It said, he opened up his eyes. I'm glad he opened up my eyes. You say, what happened to this boy? I want to say this. He got a testimony. Look what he said in verse number 11 there in our text. Let's get verse number 8. I want to say, first of all, he remembered his chains because he testified. He said this, the neighbors, therefore, in verse number 8, and they that which had seen him, that he was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said unto them, how were thy eyes open? They gave him a testimony service. This is what this boy said. He said in verse number 11, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, go and pull a Siloam and wash. And I washed and I received sight. Verse 13, he got to testify again. He got to testify to his neighbors. Secondly, he got to testify to the Pharisees. Look what they asked him. He said, what happened to you? And they said they brought him in verse 13, brought him to the Pharisees and aforetime was blind. And he said it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. He began to testify to the Pharisees. Let me say this. Not only did he testify to the Pharisees, you'll look down in verse number 24. It says, then again they called the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise and know that this man is a sinner. And he said, he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. And here it is. And one thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Let me tell you what they did. They gave him a testimony service. Not only did he have a testimony, he became thankful. Look down in verse number 34. I want you to see this. This man became thankful. Let me tell you what a true Christian is. He's thankful. You see, I've noticed this in a true Christian's life. Everything in their life could be rocked. Their ship could be bouncing on the midst of the sea. And the winds be beating in. And the waters be beating against his ship. Let me tell you what I noticed. They all have a thing called thankfulness. This man became thankful. Look what it said in verse number 34. It said, they answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. Talking about the Pharisees. You know what happened to him? They just cast him out of the temple. A boy that just got saved. A boy that just got his eyes open. He's on top of the world and said, there ain't nothing that Jesus can't do for anybody. And you know what those Pharisees did? They kicked him out of the temple and said, we don't want him. Let me tell you what Jesus did. Look down in verse number 35. It said, and Jesus heard that they cast him out. I'm glad when we cast out, we're not cast down. I'm glad Jesus is still there. I'm glad he knows it and he's by our side. And it said, when he had found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? You see, these old Pharisees are shaking this old boy's faith. He said, who is he? Look what he said. In verse 37, Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. Look what he said. And he worshipped him. This boy became thankful. He remembered what the Lord had done for him. I believe one day you're going to pull up in heaven. Yeah. They'd open the door for this boy to testify, and he got his testimony there. And he said, I'm going to pull into heaven one day, and this old blind man, he's going to say, pull up a chair. He said, I remember that day when Jesus spat on the ground, and I didn't think it was going to help me, but I was open to the Word of God. And he reached down, and he got that spit, and he transferred it from his mouth, and that DNA that he had, he transferred it to my eyes and anointed them, and I began to see. He remembered his change. He had a testimony. He became thankful. I'll leave you with this. There's a man in 1725. He was a slave trader. He grew up, his daddy was a seafaring daddy, and he knew all about the Mediterranean Sea. He was born in 1725. 1744, he began to go out on his own. He said, I'm going to be a man of war. And he joined up with the military on the HMS Harwich. He began to get that, and he said that ship wasn't favorable. He didn't like all the terms of the military that they'd given him. And he said, I don't like this. And he said, I'll take a servant's ship. A servant's ship with slaves. And he transferred from that military ship over to that servant of slave ship. And on that ship, they began to abuse him. And they began to do all these things to him. And he said, that's enough. And one day, he was passing through on that slave ship. And one of his daddy's friends saw him and knew him. And he knew he'd be great in his fleet. And he put him in his fleet. And he began to be a captain of a ship. And there was one night, as he was out on that water, and he was the captain of the ship, and he had all these slaves that were serving him at this time. And that water began to beat upon that ship, and a great storm had rolled up on that sea. And God did this. He cried out, and he said, "Lord, have mercy on us." 1748, he penned down a song. This is what that song said. "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." He said, "I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see." He said this in verse number 3. He said, "Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that have brought me safe this far, and grace will lead me home." Let me tell you what, because Jesus passed by this man out in the middle of the sea, out in the middle of the storm, every time we sing this song in the church and we get blessed, you want me to tell you why? It's because Jesus passed by. You see, it didn't matter where he was, Jesus still passed by. Let me tell you what, I remember one night, Brother Tim, Muscadine, Alabama. Jesus passed by that place. Him and Mr. Yen got saved. Let me tell you what he's doing. He's passing by. He's passing by through his family. And because Brother Tim, he passed by Brother Tim that night, he's passed through his kid's life. Let me tell you what, you may be here tonight and you say, "Well, I don't see much going on." When Jesus passes by, that's when it all happens, because he passed by your life. You know what he's doing? He's opening a door where he'll pass by through somebody else's life. And he's running his hand through there unseen. And because Jesus passed by, this blind man that had never seen anything. He'd never seen his parents. He'd never seen anything in this world. He didn't even see Jesus himself. And just Jesus himself pursued him out. He said, "One thing I know, whereas I was blind, but now I see." Brother Mike.